think we can all agree that stereotypes are pretty stupid, right? I'm Edie and this is Autistic Girl World. Okay, so if I say the word autistic, what comes to mind? A mad genius? A geeky fangirl with braces? The problem with these views is that they're blatant stereotypes and that they only really serve to create two-dimensional characters within films and TV shows. In my last episode, I spoke about how there were barely any autistic girls in the media, and although that is most certainly true, we still have the privilege to be mocked in pop culture, am I right? Sarcasm. Us girls with ASD are basically stuck between a rock and a hard place, either no representation or crap representation. There is a third option, however, and that is a legitimate, good, three-dimensional female character with autism. Wow, who would have thought those existed? My favourite example of this is the amazing show on Cartoon Network, Super Universe, which has not one, but two girl characters that, although aren't canonically autistic, the entire fandom has basically just accepted it as fact at this point. Those two characters are Pearl and Peridot, both accurately represent different interpretations of the disorder, which is pretty neat for a kid's show about gay space fox. Okay, before I get too off track and start rambling about Super Universe, aka a massive special interest of mine and an amazing show that you should totally watch if you get a chance, I would like to take this time to appreciate some female autistic directors and actresses. Just because they don't get enough recognition, or at least I don't think they get enough recognition. But to be honest, I was browsing some lists earlier today to try and add some examples into my script, and the main people on there who were autistic and famous were actually males. And obviously, I'm not bashing on males, and I'm not an SJW. Like, I would never do that, but it is kind of sad, especially when you think about how girls are less likely to be diagnosed with autism, whereas boys definitely are. Anyways, like, I know it sucks that we can see ridiculous caricatures, and I'm expected to just accept it, or even agree with those people on the screen. And I've never really agreed with the phrase, all press is good press, because press can be damaging. I've checked how many times I said press in that sentence. But it's not impossible to find fulfilling characters with interesting character arcs, no matter how difficult. Which is why I think we need more autistic female directors. There's a lot of neurotypical characters in pop culture, and I think it's our turn to be heard. Don't you?